Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey, yo, welcome. Hope you had a great weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, coming in next 10 minutes, Dierks Bentley and Elle King will perform, which, by the way, you may remember Different for Girls from these two.
It's different for girls when their hearts get broken.
And then, obviously, Elle had, I'm drunk and I don't want to go home. So they have a new duet. They're going to perform in here in the next 10 to 15 minutes. So since they're playing early, let's go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm 25. I'm recently engaged. What was once a celebration has turned into a debate over who should pay for the wedding. I understand that it's traditional for the bride's parents to pay, but my parents helped pay for both of my college degrees. They haven't volunteered to cover the cost of my wedding. I don't see a problem with this, but my fiance is upset they haven't volunteered to pay for the whole event. Thoughts? Suggestions? Sincerely, stuck between a rock and a hard place. The idea that her parents should always have to pay, the end, unequivocally, that's the only answer. That's wrong. Now, if you are someone who wants to go by tradition and it's comfortable, great. I don't hate you for it. But just because you have ovaries doesn't mean your pops has got to pay for the wedding. It doesn't. Maybe broke. Maybe a lot of factors. He may be rich. Maybe easier on them to come together and do it. There's just not. This is 2022 at this point. If you want to have tradition for tradition's sake, good for you, but it's not a sticker. You just don't, all right, here we go, wedding. Boom. She pays. Especially when there are real life humans and a lot of factors into this. So I would say that, great, it's traditional, but you don't want to go by tradition. It ain't a tradition for you. You need to have that talk with him. Hey, I don't think this is fair. And here's why it's not fair. And that's it.
Yeah, and if he's not able to see that, then I don't know.
Break up.
I rethink this engagement.
Yeah, break up. So that's how I feel. I don't ever hate anybody for going, you know what? This is how it's supposed to be. So it's how it is. Great. If you can do that, you can pull it off. Great. Money, though, is just not universal. Everybody didn't have it. Everybody didn't have it the same. It's a lot harder for some people to get it again. And if that affects this, then don't let it. Now, I know, Lunchbox, you're going to weigh in and probably be on his side, but I'm willing to take that. So your thoughts?
It's easy. It said it in the email. The parents paid for both her college educations, her degree, so they have the money. So you need to take them out to dinner and say, hey, look, we got engaged, and now we need to know where to send the bills for this wedding because you guys are responsible for your daughter. You paid for her college education. You raised her. You knew that this day was coming when we started dating. Hopefully you started saving, and now we are here to collect.
I guess we just interpret things differently. When I say, but my parents helped me pay for both my college degrees, I just feel like they're broke now. Like you feel like they did it because they're rich. I feel like they're probably squeezed out of money. They got no money left.
That's not my problem. They knew they knew from the moment she was born, when she got married, they were going to have to pay for that wedding. So they should start a little wedding fund.
Unless they don't think that the tradition is on them.
Maybe that's not how it worked for them. And they're like, okay, yeah, this isn't how we do things.
Like, we're not going to do that. I don't know. My point is,
the father of the bride should pay for the wedding. That's it. That's all. I mean,
what if the bride doesn't have a father?
Then the mother.
My wife's dad didn't pay for the wedding,
which is crazy.
But he would have.
Yes, he would have. But you
stepped in,
tried to be the hero, and
I
don't know
trying
why.
Trying to be a hero. Like, I don't want to ask anybody for money ever.
Right. Guess what?
Never.
My father-in-law paid for everything.
Nice.
Every single thing.
You squeeze some out of him, too?
Oh, yeah. Man, let me tell you. Oh, is that costing an extra $20? Who cares? My father-in-law's paying for it. I didn't see one bill. Not a single bill. I don't know how much a single thing costs.
And Lunchbox has had a nice wedding. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. No idea.
Okay, but who paid for the honeymoon, Lunchbox?
My parents.
Okay, that's right. That, if you're going by tradition, that's what it is.
Yep.
But the honeymoon didn't cost near as much as the wedding did.
No,
exactly.
Right. Close.
Yeah,
so let's. Okay, here's my answer. Rocking a hard place. You need to have this talk and just say, hey, this isn't tradition in my family. And money gone. Bye.
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
Whatever he says.
No. What about taking the parents out to dinner and saying, hey, we'll pay for this
but
dinner.
But then you're going to want them to pay according to your rules. Take the parents out for dinner, make them pay, and then say, hey, keep it coming. I got a wedding to pay for.
That's right.
Now, listen, if you don't want to have a tradition, you don't have to have a tradition generally. Just generally, traditions, they only last if you want them to last. Or they're forced upon you, and you don't have to be forced upon this one.
But yeah, but also for the guy or whoever proposed, it's kind of like, oh man, he probably thought his whole life, I'm not going to have to worry about it. Whoever I propose to, the family pays for the wedding.
You guys don't think about that their whole
life. No, we didn't think about
never
that.
Never once until it's time to pay, and we're like, oh, I wonder what happened. Never. No. All right, okay. Thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
They're getting set up in here now, but it's L. King and Dierks Bentley. Let's play a few things. You'll know L. from Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home. You'll know L. and Dierks from their last song together, which is Different for Girls.
It's different for girls.
You may know L. from this song, X's and O's from 2015. Or America's Sweetheart from 2016. So she's awesome. They're here now, and we are ready. Let's go.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
L. King and Dierks Bentley.
L., it is really good to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
Good. Thank you. And we come on. Apparently, Dierks has a residency here on the show. Mm-hmm. He's here every week, so for different reasons. Did you know he just comes in randomly?
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes I come in and don't even sing. I just hang out.
You know?
Kind of judge the show a little bit, see how it's going, and... Want to keep listening or not?
He's like the voice, but for this show, he comes on and tells us that the show's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Smart.
Yes. Ella, you are here. We just spent some time together in my house. We were doing a Bobbycast, and Mike, who produces that, told me that I went hard on her. Did you think I went hard on you?
I would rather someone be honest and real with me. I would rather take something, you know, genuine than fake, I guess. So,
and I wasn't meaning it in any way. That I had a whole different. I was wrong about my perception of Elle. I thought she was fancy Hollywood girl, and I said that. I said my perception was totally wrong on you, and I admitted that. I said I thought you were from Los Angeles, and you know you came to. And I said I was completely 100% wrong. And from you know growing up in Southern Ohio to living on a farm now, and I was like I apologize, and I'm really sorry that I felt the wrong way about you. I think too you're. So talented, I think that can be intimidating at times too, to someone like Well, I'll say it. Charlie Worsham. No, I mean, I'm just kidding.
Did I ever tell you about the time my first time being in the studio with Bobby and he made me sing the YMCA theme song? Yeah.
How'd it go?
Terrible. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah, we're just now getting over that point in our friendship at this point, too. So it's a thing. So Elle King is here. And hey, Dirks, I'd asked Elle, I said, hey, since you had asked her to do Different for Girls,
yeah,
right? And she did it. Did she have a coupon at any time she could have cashed in on you? Like at any time, regardless of how good, amazing, a polka song, it didn't matter. If she said, I'd like for you to do this song with me, you have to do it.
Oh, man. I
would you have said
no,
yes?
I would say yes to anything she asked me to do because I love Elle to death. But I feel honored to be on the songs. It's a big old smash hit song that I love. Now that I get a chance to be on with you, it's just, I feel like Elle's got so much good things happening for right now. I'm kind of like, yeah, let me be part of anything you have happening right now because you're hot.
What was it about her initially that drew you to her?
Yeah, see, now when y'all are just talking about that conversation, I only knew Elle since I met her. I knew the X's and O's and that song, and I had that song Different for Girls, the Shane McAnally song that I loved, and I was trying to find someone that could sing that song. It's kind of a weird song, you know, Different for Girls. It's talking about, I mean, the reality of things, of life is, a lot of things are different for girls, but not for Elle. It was kind of weird for her to sing on it because she's like, you know, rolls her sleeves up and fights her way into the room and not girly girl at all, but she has enough confidence, as you were talking about earlier, and to be able to take on that role, and she's the only one I really could see singing that song and playing it off and not, you know, it was just such a juxtaposition for you in a cool
it
way.
It was because everything we were singing about, like, I do.
Yeah, like she's the one drinking Monster Energy coffee drink this morning, and I'm drinking decaf coffee. It's like, our roles are totally actually reversed. But I've only known her as, like, playing the banjo. You know, she to me has always been like a country kind of singer girl, and that's, we've known each other now for about 5 years, I
don't
guess.
Age me. Come
yeah,
on.
I can't remember. But I would have sung anything she asked me to do. I'm thankful she asked me to sing on a big hit. Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Did you know she started playing the banjo? She saw a guy in a park in Philadelphia just randomly playing it.
Then it started?
Yeah, I saw him and I was like, anything you can do, I could do, maybe okay. And I was like, let me play it. And he let me borrow that banjo for like.
I need to listen to Bobby Cast.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah, it's really good. Because
especially after this little thing, I need to go back and check it out.
I didn't even know there was a thing. I was just like, hey, did you feel like. And then Mike was like, yeah, you just kind of. But also, the air was out of my house, and I think I was a little crabby.
Yeah.
He was warm. I was fine.
Well, I tried. No, stop. You stop. We don't need that. But she can't. I was like, Elle, I'm so embarrassed that the air is out of my house. It's 80 degrees. And she's like, I don't care. Let's go. And I'm, you know me, I'm Beyonce. I don't know. The temperature's not exactly right with my water. And so, but she rocked it and it was awesome. And I hope you guys check it out. And we talk a lot about this song too, which is what we're going to play here. And so, Worth a Shot. It's Elle King with Dirk Bentley. So, Elle, what drew you to this song? You heard it and thought, I love it. Why?
Well, I mean, it's very, very catchy. And it happened really, really quickly. We had done like 5-6 songs all just slammed into one day. And we were kind of scrambling, just trying to find songs. And Ross was like, hey, I've got this one. And Dirks was going to cut it. And I don't know why it didn't make the record, probably because you were waiting for me.
I knew it. Found the right home.
He was just like waiting to deliver it. On a platter, but Ross played it for me, and I was like, dang, that's catchy, and
it's
just like, hey, Dirk's like, will you, and then I sent the text that we talked about, like, hey, man, you don't have to say yes, but, like, if you really wanted to, like, I can't put on a country record and, like, not have you sing on mine, and but that's not, like, he doesn't, like, owe me anything. This is all, like, forever indebted to him, and also saying, like, you brought me here, will you still be a part of what you, like, led me to?
Yeah. Well, thank you. And the story of the song is interesting for anyone out there listening, because it's cool to see how songs find their home. You know, it's like Shane McAnally and Ross, these are great songwriters, but they probably only get like 3 or 4 great songs a year. And I feel a huge responsibility. And I'm writing my own record, and then someone pitches me a song, and I hear it and go, oh, it's a big hit. But I kind of want to put this one out there, because I'm really attached to it. But I don't want to, like, jeopardize these guys one baby of a song. It's such a good song. So I was kind of sitting on it, and then I heard they like loved it, and I'm like, yes, give it to Elle, she'll make it a hit. And I care about those guys. A lot of my friends are songwriters, and you care about them. You don't want to hold their song up, you know. You get this song, you just sit on it, and I'll think about that, let me come back to me in a year, and then the song's lost its moment, it doesn't have any heat left, and you just like destroyed somebody's chance to have like a hit song. So I was super happy this song found the right home. And then kind of karma, I think it came back to me with the chance to be part of it. I still get to be on the song, but it's your song.
Finally.
And here
too
it
deep.
Is now.
Gone too far.
This is El King with Dierks Bentley and the band doing Worth a Shot.
We've been turning into strangers. Now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation, 'cause our God is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick. Might be in a bottle, little proof from the past. Might be at the bottom of an empty glass. Don't know if the whiskey can fix it or not.
Baby, it's worth a shot. One shot from the top of the shell. Maybe two, what the hell? 'Cause we've been on the rocks. One shot, maybe all that we got. I don't know about you, but I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth a shot.
Come on. That's awesome, guys. El King and Dierks Bentley. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
El King and Dierks Bentley.
El, how's your ankle?
It's like broken or something. I don't know. I got heeled boots on. It's all right.
She says she's always hurt. We were talking. She said, I'm always hurt. And she has a sprained ankle right now.
Yeah, we were doing the video shoot for the song. She was hobbling around pretty good.
I re-sprained it that day.
Black and blue. It was pretty nasty.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah.
And so you just strapped up a boot and said, let's go?
Yeah, I got a thing. I got a thing on it.
Like a brace.
Yeah.
You two are hosting CMA Fest together.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how... What's that situation? How'd that gig come to you?
You know, I've seen people do it in the past, and it looks like a lot of work. So I was like, ew, I don't know if I want to do that. But you got to be here all week. But then I heard, you know, there's an opportunity for us to do it together. I was like, of course I'm going to do it with Elle because it's just fun. It's just
fun. I have to leave for a day to go to Bluegrass Festival, right?
Where? Which one?
I can't tell you. No, you have to work. You have to pick up my duties.
Yeah.
Because that is, her and I were talking about it.
Yeah, it's a lot. You guys, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, she was like, well, so what is it? I was like, you're there all the
time. I know.
For 4 days. But you guys are bigger stars, though. With me, I think they just kept me around.
Oh, come on.
Like to fix walkie talkies and the whole thing. Okay. You know?
Somebody's
got to do all the stuff, yes.
Yeah. No. But she's so fun to be, she's so fun to be around. It just makes, we're back there rehearsing the song, having fun. And she walks the room, it's just like the sun comes in with her. So it's just fun to be around her. And that makes, at this point in my career, it's just like, I just want to do things that are fun. And that's kind of like the main, that's how you sell it. Is it going to be a good time or not? It's Elle King. Okay. It'll be fun.
Are you guys playing the fest as well together? I'm assuming you have two songs at this point that are one number one hit and one that's about to be massive. So I'm assuming you'll play them.
I think we'll do this, right? I would assume. I don't know if it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun show. They've done it a little different this year. It's like, we get a 45-minute set. Usually it's like, two or three songs and this is like, we have a longer set, so Elle's
going to
come out.
No, just you. I get two songs. You get
maybe it's just me, but we're bringing you out. We're bringing another guest out that I know the Hot Country Nights are going to be excited about, so...
I was talking to Elle, and she said that Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, that she
so good.
Had actually written years prior. Did you know this?
I didn't know this, but that song is it's so good. The song is so good. The vocals are so good. It's a killer song. The more I hear it, the more I always have loved it. Every time it comes on the radio now, I'm just like, I just dig into something else that I love about that song. But yeah, I didn't know you'd written it a long time ago. Is that on the Bobbycast?
It is. See? But the interesting thing was, and I'm going to ask you the same question, Dirk. But Elle, you wrote that how many years ago?
I was about 24, so 8 years ago.
So if you write that 8 years ago, and she sat on it, but what? she rewrote it, right?
I hated the verses. Yeah, the verses were crap.
Did you ever do that, Dirk? We have a song? No. Okay. All right. Well,
no. Usually the song's written, and then it's just like, it's such a great song, and then time goes on. I'm just trying to think. I don't even know where my catalog. I want to go back and. I mean, I've written a lot of songs, a lot of people that just for some reason the song just doesn't make it to the album, which is crazy because it's just kind of like almost a timing thing. This record I'm working on right now, I'm on my third version of it. So there's a lot of songs that just didn't make it for some reason to the next phase, and they're just great songs, and they just kind of disappear.
Did you have a song, Dirk, that lasted a long time and made it, and you're like, I can't believe the thing lasted that long and then was a big hit, like years and years?
One that had written a long time ago?
That's her situation with Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, and she wrote it, but you knew, right, Elle, that the hook was so strong that eventually it would be something for somebody, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
And so you even tried to, you thought about selling the song to like a DJ.
Yeah, I mean, my manager right there, we'd been messaging for like a year before that. Like, we have to give this to a DJ or somebody. I can't just let this chorus like die. And so I was like, let's just rewrite it. But it taught me a lot because now we have other songs and it now you can really kind of shift and open your mind about, songwriting process and like, I love this one thing about this song, but this is where it doesn't hit. So it's okay to, throw the baby out and kind of restart it.
Yeah.
You could always fall back on what was there.
It's hard though, man. It's hard to, you guys, Charlie about this too. It's hard to take a song that's like half that you write and he's like, I don't like it. I'm gonna go back and repurpose the song. I think once it's written, it's kind of just like, for me, it seems like it's locked in. It's just kind of like, on to the next one. Damn it.
But did you have a song that lasted the test of time, meaning it sat around, maybe you forgot about it for a long time, and then it came back, and you're like, oh man, that was a good song, let's record it, and then it was a hit?
No.
Okay. All right, cool.
But I've had songs of albums that I wish had been singles, and I've tried to like, to put them back on, because it's a great song, like, oh, I can't believe it was a single. Let's recut it and put it out on this next record. And it just feels like there's some, everyone's just kind of like, no, this song had its moment and just write something new. I don't know. It's hard to do that.
Well, not for Elle and myself.
Well, that's why we're here supporting her. That's why we're on the wings and she's in the center.
Elle King is here. She's got a brand new song. You're all over. I mean, you're playing more Stapleton shows too. I was looking at you're on the road A lot.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're living on the road?
Yeah.
Is it more like a rock tour since you're on the road so much than a typical country tour where you're out for Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Well, I mean, now that festival season is going to be coming up, the days will get filled. But I mean, I'm here in Nashville hustling, and I never really get days off. I like country tours. When it's slower, I like to have a couple days off. I had Sunday and Monday off, and that was real nice. I was in a pool. But like, I like to work. You know, what is it? Idle hands or the devil's playground. I don't do well with too much time off. So it does feel like a rock thing, I guess. I don't know.
L. King, listen to this. The first female artist in history to have scored 4 radio number one singles on different formats. For country, for alternative, adult alternative, and adult pop songs. So that's awesome. It just shows how versatile your message is. More than any certain instrument or sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, it shows how versatile the message is, and that all people, regardless of what, yeah, I'm not a big genre guy myself, but it just shows that you're connected in a lot of ways. That's really cool. Yeah.
Good. Thanks.
So I think that's it. Dirks, L, Charlie, the band, great job. As always, I feel like in different forms, I see everybody here about, I don't know, twice a week. Somebody from some of this group's coming in some way.
Yeah, it was a killer band. You guys sounded great today.
All right, go look for L on the road. Also, Dirks Bentley. He'll be in next week with who? Who do you think will come in next week?
Well, who are we supporting Charlie next week? Maybe we should TJ's. Yeah, or
yeah. Well, yeah, TJ.
We did John.
Nice.
Give both the brothers a chance. Yeah.
I'll end with this because something L and I were talking about was asking people to do collabs or like to feature on a song. And you know, we had opened for Garth Brooks and we did this song called Opening Act, and so I had to reach out to people and be like, hey, we're looking for somebody to hop on this verse. And it's a very awkward thing for me, and I do comedy music, and I was like, I'm always like, hey, do you want to get on the song? If you don't want to, you don't have to. I know it's stupid. Who wants to do? When you reach out to somebody, Dirks, are you always like, hey man, this is a great song, you should be on it?
No.
Or are you also?
I'm the same. I'm like you.
Like,
I'm like, man, because it's a big response. It's a big obligation. You're asking somebody to kind of, you know, be in with you for the next year. As far as like, you know, if you can make it to an award show or make the video shoot, or you're gonna go. There's a lot of responsibilities that come with being on a song. It's not like you just go in there, and cut it, and like, all right, see ya. It's like, hey, I'm gonna need you next month, these days. Gonna need you for the video shoot and all this stuff. So it's kind of I think it's a favor to be, even if it's a big hit song, you're kind of saying, hey, you know, would you? I really appreciate if you'd take a look at being on this. So I come the other angle, you know.
But is it, then do you get nervous? They're gonna, has anyone ever said no to you?
Yeah, and I've said no to other people too, you know. I've had some people pitch me songs and I'm like, I don't
like
know.
Friends? Like
friends,
artists?
Good friends. Yeah, I'd be like, I don't even know if this is a good song for your career. I mean, I'm just, as an outside, as a friend of yours, an outside looker, I'm like, I don't know if you should be putting this song out.
Oh, so you just tell them you don't want to do it, and they shouldn't do it. I like that. He goes
and they ask you.
He tells them.
Well, I'm like,
suck.
I just don't know if this is a song that's be good for your career.
He's
why
like, I don't even know if you should be a singer. I'll be honest with you. Regardless of the song, like.
But yeah, I've had to go both ways for sure. So.
Well, Bobby, wasn't it Breland on the Bobbycast that said when Dirks reached out to him about Beers on Me, like you texted him and you said, "Hey, this is Dirks Bentley, you know, the country artist or the country singer." Yeah. And like you were defining who you were, and Breland said that he was like, dude, you don't have to explain who you
are. I always
introduce
myself. I remember Taylor Swift, I've known her, sung with her on stage and done some stuff with her. Every time I see her, I'm still like, hey, Taylor, Dirks Bentley, you're nice. She's like, I know who you are. I'm like, well, I'm just making sure, you know, I don't know. But I've cut a song with someone before and had to call Mary Hillier and be like, you gotta get me off this song.
Oh, so you've cut it?
Yeah, like that's not a good song. You gotta.
Oh no! Go,
help me.
that's dicey. That's a dicey situation. Yeah. We've got a couple people that are going to be in this little song, and one of them was like, "Yeah, immediately." The other one I sent a message to, and I still haven't heard back. And it's been like a day.
That's because you send voice notes.
But what do you mean? It's because of that?
Well, you gotta type it out.
No, I don't want them to keep it though.
They can keep
you can keep it.
No, but they don't. I told Elle. People remember that usually.
Do you think
after.
At one point all our text messages are going to be totally public? I do. I think at one point you'd be like,
I think they already are.
How much crap has Bobby Bones talked about me? And you know, and then they're like, everything you've ever said about
me. You just
me,
search
like,
it.
Boom. Yes. Yeah. Like, search. Bobby Bones, my name. Oh my God, Dirks. He's mouth breathing into the microphone again.
That'd be a lie. Okay, listen. Great job, Elle. Dirks, sound wonderful. Great new song. You guys, appreciate you. And we will see you, if not on TV, sooner than that. Okay, guys? Dirks and Elle are co-hosting the CMA Fest on ABC. And we will see you guys soon.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So this kid Brody transferred to a different school in Colorado because he was getting bullied at his old school. He's a very shy sixth grader. He says the situation at his new school isn't much better. When Brody got his yearbook at the end of the year, he went around asking for his classmates to sign it, and a lot of them said no. Three classmates who did it only signed their names and wrote nothing else. So Brody wrote a message to himself. The message was, "Hope you make some more friends." Oof, that's sad. Mm. When his mom saw the note, she went to social media and was like, "Hey, this is going on." So when fellow Academy student, where he's at, Logan South's parents saw this, they said, "Hey, let me talk to our son." So they get him in. They say, "Hey, this kid's going through this. You know, we don't want other kids to suffer like this." So the other kid went in, got his yearbook, signed a long message to him, and then went to his friends and was like, "Hey, you guys mind hopping in here?" And so at the end of the day, his yearbook was completely full of paragraphs of kind messages, words of encouragement, and people just hanging out with them all day. And hopefully that'll kind of be the, you know, the springboard into more friendships for this kid.
Yeah, that's awesome. Man.
That hey, good for Logan South and Logan South's parents too, because I know that as someone who's going to go in and be like, "Hey, I'm gonna help you out." It's not always the cool thing to do to go in and be friends with somebody who's getting picked on. I know I got the crap beat out of me, and I was always very appreciative when somebody, they didn't have to be cool, they could be anybody, was like, "Hey, man, hang out with me, hang out with us." And that wasn't easy for them, because then they got made fun of. They're like, "Oh, you're hanging out with Bobby? Oh, you loser." You know, so I like that. I like Logan South. If you're listening to this, that's awesome. Your parents are awesome. And hang in there, Brody. It definitely gets a lot better. You're probably shy and super smart, and all those idiots will be working for you soon enough.
Yeah.
No offense to you guys.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
No offense to you guys at all in any way whatsoever. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Ailey is on in Utah. Ailey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So we're going to give you a prize if you can win. I'm going to give you three statements about my life. Can you find the one that's a lie? Okay, ready?
Yes, ready.
Statement number one. I once rode in an elevator with Prince, the artist. Do you know who Prince is?
Yes. Okay.
Statement two. I was once pulled on stage at a concert to sing with Alan Jackson when I was 10 years old. Statement three. Elton John once kissed me on the lips.
Okay.
So we got three superstars here, musical superstars.
Mm-hmm. I definitely know the Prince one is true.
So you think I rode in an elevator with Prince?
Yes.
Okay. So then which one is not true in your mind? Is it I was once pulled on stage at a concert to sing with Alan Jackson, or Elton John once kissed me on the lips?
I think I would have to go with the Elton John kissed you on the lips.
So you think that one is the lie?
Yes.
Okay, she's going, lock her in, Ray. She's going, Elton John, kiss me on the lips. That's a lie, she says. All right, she is locked in. Ray didn't hit any sound. But I don't know, there is a sound. I just yelled that at him. I don't know. Okay, so I once rode an elevator with Prince. That is true. It was an accident. I was in Austin. It was at like a bar club. He was secret show. I got on. There were huge guys and one little guy. And I was like, what did I get myself into?
That's cool.
That's a weird one. The Alan Jackson one. I was once pulled on stage at a concert to sing with Alan Jackson when I was 10. That is not true. I have never, as a kid, I didn't really go to concerts. I mean, my first show ever was Diamond Rio. I think I was 12 or 13 with church at Magic Springs theme park. And so that did not happen. It is true. Elton John once kissed me on the lips, believe it or not. I was at a charity event and I sat beside him all night and he showed me pictures of his new baby and he went up and he played the set and he came off and he was shaking people's hands and at the end he grabs my hand and kisses me right on the mouth and he keeps walking. And I was like, woo!
That's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah. It's crazy. So, you didn't get that one, so you got to get the next two right. But the lie was the Alan Jackson one. Okay, next up. I'll give you three statements. Remember, one of these is a lie. Statement one. I've had dinner with Orlando Bloom. Statement two. I'm in a group chat with Keith Urban, Dirk Bentley, and Luke Bryan where we share industry secrets and make fun of other artists. Statement three. I've played ping pong with the lead singer of Creed. With arms wide open. Texture there. So, I've had dinner with Orlando Bloom. I'm in a group chat with Urban, Dirks, and Luke Bryan. And I've played ping pong with the lead singer of Creed. Which one of those do you think's a lie?
Okay, well, I know the Orlando Bloom one isn't because American Idol with Katy Perry. Probably the group chat with Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, and that, whoever else he said.
You think that's the true one?
No, I think that one's the lie.
You think that's the lie. Got it. Okay, so she is locking in as the lie that I'm in a group chat with Keith Urban, Dierks Bentley, and Luke Bryan, where we share industry secrets and make fun of other artists. All right, Ray, lock her in.
I hung up the phone.
Was that her?
That's I was locking it in.
That's the sound effect you play? Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Well, it is true I've had dinner with Orlando Bloom, because at the end of American Idol, we all went to dinner. Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom. Really didn't fit in, but I went and I had some good food for free. And it is true that I've played ping pong with the lead singer of Creed backstage way back in the day, and he beat me like 22-0. I was like, get this guy out of here. And you are right. I am not in a group chat with those three, nor do we talk bad about other people, because they wouldn't do that. I would, but they wouldn't. So that is correct. Good job. All right, one more to go. And by the way, if somebody could tell me what prize she's going to win, that'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, $100 Sonic gift card, since you're a Sonic guy.
A $100 Sonic. Do you have a Sonic near you, Ailey?
I do, yes.
$100 at Sonic.
Wow.
You're going to OD on slushy. You know what I mean? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah.
Last one. All right, which one's a lie? I turned down Justin Bieber for an interview before he was famous. I was once catfished by a man posing as a model online. I've trademarked the saying, 69, nice. Which one's the lie? I turned down Justin Bieber, I was catfished by a man posing as a model, or I trademarked the saying, 69, nice.
The lie is that you've trademarked the line 69.
Why are you so sure about that one?
Because I'm a longtime listener. I know you turned down all of this.
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Hey, Ray, lock her in on 69, nice. That was at least not me thinking she hung up.
Was that breaking news?
Yeah. Yeah, she's right. It's that. I'd never trademarked 69 nice. I did turn down Justin Bieber. It was a YouTube kid. They're like, hey, a YouTube kid's up here. You want to interview him? No.
Dang.
I know. I was an idiot.
Yeah.
Another one. Oh, funny. I haven't thought about this in years. They said, hey, there's some girl that's performing. Do you want to interview her? She has a song about kissing another girl. And I was like, no. It was Katy Perry.
Oh,
I kissed a girl and I liked it. And then I did once get catfished by a man posing as a model online, but we'll not go into that any further right now. You are the winner!
Yay!
Ailey, nice job.
Thank you.
We're going to... Hey, will you lock her in as a winner, Ray? There you go. We're locking her in as a winner. boo. Okay. Hey, Ailey, we're going to send you this $100 Sonic gift card. I love Sonic. You love Sonic. So go have a Sonic day, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll put you on hold. Be back in a second. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So Morgan was telling me about taking an Uber. She hit her app, car came, picked her up. And so what did the Uber driver say to you, Morgan?
So when I got in the car and I had gotten in the back seat like I always do, he was like, oh, you can just get in the front seat.
That's weird.
So weird.
That no way. I'm like, I can also just get a new Uber, creepo.
Yeah.
Did you get in the back seat all the way before he said that?
Yeah, like I was sitting in there. I was about to put my seatbelt on and he was just like, no, you should come to the front seat. And I was like, no, like I'm more comfortable back here. And he was like, no. You should come to the front seat.
That
like
sounds
he
like
he
no,
can't insist.
He's like, no, I just can't. This is a candy.
Oh my god!
Get in the van. Okay, you'll like it. Oh no, your parents said you should get in. That's what that almost sounds
Oof.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like he was hitting on you, or was his backseat just like ripped up or something? Like it wasn't functional.
No, like the car was clean, totally fine. I didn't suspect anything was weird, but I don't know if he just wanted the company in the front seat or it made him feel like more of a taxi situation, but I
What like, kind of more taxi of a friend. Are you in?
Like less of know. A taxi, maybe.
We yeah. find out every car asks Morgan to sit in the front. Okay, so here's the thing. Have you guys heard this story yet?
No.
What do you think she did? Do you think she, A, got in the front seat and rode, B, said no, I'm going to chill in the back seat here. C, you can go on. I'm not taking this Uber. So you got three choices. Morgan is, if I could describe Morgan, she's 5'2", blonde, very athletic. She's short and I don't know.
She's always smiling.
What celebrity does she look like? We've talked about before. What celebrity people say she looks like?
Say?
You've said Brie Larson.
Okay,
and
there you
Kristen
go.
Kristen Bell.
Think of that. Think if we smashed those two together. Now, don't think of the blood that would happen if you literally did. But if somehow, I was trying to think. Yeah. So that's Morgan for you. She's like, all right, ready to take an Uber ride. What do you think happened, Amy?
Well, I mean, Morgan's super nice, and maybe she doesn't want to make it awkward. Because I have had someone ask me to sit in the front before, and I just did. Because
what's wrong with that?
Because I just didn't. I was like, well, okay, I guess. And it ended up being fine. But I feel like Morgan just said, oh, it's okay. I'm comfortable in the back.
And sat in a road.
Yes.
Lunchbox.
Oh, listen, she just sat in the back seat. It would be too awkward to say, I'm getting out of the Uber and leave, make them drive away because they know where she lives, so she doesn't want it to be awkward. Ooh,
wait, was it at your house, Morgan?
Yes. But do you think me up from my house.
Okay, but do you think if an Uber driver goes, hey, he's in the front, do you think they might kill you?
You
They're
going
to go A to Z like that?
It's possible.
I mean, good thinking, Lunchbox. It could happen.
It happens. I mean, things like this happen. You watch Dateline? Okay. And so, yes, she stayed in the car because mm-hmm. she didn't want to make it too awkward and for that person to come back mad at her house, but she sat in the back seat.
Eddie?
Yeah, that's a big difference. The fact that he went all the way to her house to pick her up, she didn't want to wait for another one, so she just said, no thanks, I'll stay in the back seat.
So, okay, three of those.
Yeah.
Morgan, you have three votes, stay in the back seat. Was that what you did? Did you stay in the back seat and ride to your destination, yes or no?
I did not.
Okay, so she either sent the car away or she got in the front seat.
Okay.
Let's re-vote.
Okay.
Amy.
Front seat, she got in the front seat.
Amy's clapping like she has somebody that's doing it with her.
Yeah.
Eddie.
She asked for a new Uber.
Lunchbox?
It's front seat because I get in the front seat every time anyway and when I'm by myself, so why wouldn't she get in the front seat?
Nobody wants to make out with you.
Correct.
Okay, so you had two front seats and one, you sent the car on the way. Morgan, what'd you do?
Well, because it's so hard to get Ubers at my house, I reluctantly got out of the car and got into the front seat.
No!
No, that's a terrible, terrible,
why
terrible
would you
thing.
Do that?
Hey, yes. I understand.
No. Morgan, why would you do that? And what happened while you were riding?
Well, so it's so hard to get Ubers to my place and, like, not expensive Ubers, too. So I was like, I'm not going to go through all of this again. I'll just get in the front seat. And then I didn't talk to him. I stayed on my phone the entire time. I was like, I need to get out of this car as fast as I can. And I just ignored him. He kind of talked a little bit. And I'd be like, yeah. And then I just, like, went back to my phone and really tried to show lack of interest.
Did you feel like he was wanting you in the front seat so he could flirt with you and hit on you?
No, I got more dad vibes from him. Like, I don't know if he was just trying to, like, you know, have a connection.
No, they're a creepy dad.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, the dad vibe you got was not.
Hey, guys, what if, like, his ex-wife lived in that neighborhood and he's like, oh, maybe she'll see me driving with this hot blonde.
No, we're doing a lot of
this.
The only thing I know is this isn't safe and we shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, I agree, but still, it happens.
The only because it happened to you. You made a bad decision, so now you're trying to justify more. Morgan, let's not. Listen.
Let's not do that.
I would prefer you not do that. You're your own adult, but that is not safe.
I just felt so uncomfortable. I didn't really know what else to do and be like, okay, leave. I'm going to get a new Uber. I'm not good in uncomfortable situations. So that's why I reluctantly, like, just got in the front seat and just kind of kept to myself as much as possible.
Here is your ticket to get out of any situation like that. Okay.
Okay.
All you have to do is go, oh no, I got to poop, and run off.
What?
Because he'll be like, wait, what? And then he'll be like, oh, thank God. All of it. He's shocked by it. He didn't want you in there anyway. If you do that.
He can't be offended.
Yeah, he won't come murder you because he knows your bathroom's going to stink.
Dude,
you know?
That's genius.
Yeah, that's it. It hits every part of your, like, ooh, and oh, okay. And oh, I feel sorry. I've been there. That's it. Yo, oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. I got to poop, and then run off. And that's it. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, and you're welcome.
That's more uncomfortable
to
say.
No, it's not.
Say.
You'll never see him again.
So smart, though.
But you're not going to get murdered.
Okay.
Right. And now a voicemail from Cassandra in Santa Cruz, California.
This question is for Morgan, number two. My girlfriend is having a bachelorette, and she's having a Shania Twain outfit-inspired party one of the nights. And I know you're a huge fan of Shania Twain, and so am I, but I have a feeling you know her better than I do. So I was wondering what I should wear for the Shania Twain outfit-inspired night. I would love any advice that you have so I can start shopping for it and plan my outfit. Love the show. Love you all. Thank you so much.
Morgan, what you got for?
Well, definitely leopard. I mean, anytime I wear anything leopard, people are like, that's Shania. But if you don't want to do leopard because the bride may be doing that, then go like bright red leather, like a crop top and some tight pants. Those are both like iconic Shania.
Mm. Okay.
How well does Morgan know Shania? Caller made it seem like Morgan really knows Shania.
She's her favorite.
Remember, she wanted to go on that show, Shania Twain Super Stalker,
that's right.
Whatever it was. What was it called? Super fan. All right, thank you, Cassandra, for the call. Thanks, Morgan. Here is Mel from North Carolina.
Morning, studios. So, Bobby, I think I've got your ghost dog situation figured out. You've recently been talking about having foxes in your yard. I'm pretty sure you're just seeing a gray fox or a white fox. My grandfather claimed to see a gray fox running around his yard, and we thought he was crazy until we moved into his house and we also saw it. Okay, bye.
Thank you for that. Thanks for thinking about me. It's too big for a fox. We have foxes all in our yard. They're small. This dog is three times the size of a fox.
Oh.
This dog will be outside the window, and then I'm like, okay, let me walk over to the door. And by the time I walk to the door, 2.1 seconds, it's gone. And I don't even see where it's gone. You would think you would see like its tail running off. If it ain't a ghost dog, my name ain't Bobby Bones. Well, that's tricky because my real name is Bobby, but it's not Bones.
Yeah.
All right, here is finally Kaylee from Kansas.
I was listening to the segment about Lunchbox being embarrassed by his wife having the garage sale. And I was like, why doesn't Lunchbox elevate his celebrity status and sell headshots or set up some sort of mystery booth where people pay $20 to like see the celebrity and meet the celebrity? Just a thought. I thought Lunchbox would want to make more money by this. Huge listener of the show. Shout out to Hannah, Katrina, and my mom. Love the show.
Thoughts, Lunchbox?
Well, I like that idea, but the problem is you want to be incognito. You don't want everybody to know where you live because then the tour buses are going to come by your house and they're going to put them on the route like, oh, this is where Lunchbox lives, and you don't want that. So, yes, I'd like to sell headshots, but then guess what? When there's not a garage sale, people are going to be going, Knock, knock, knock. Hey, Lunchbox, I know you live here. I came to your garage sale. And I don't
want to. But aren't you worried about people knowing you live there anyway because you're having the garage? That's the whole point of this.
Right.
You don't want your wife to have a garage sale because people are going to know it's your house.
Oh, man. Then maybe I'll set up an autograph table.
He turns like that.
Wow, that was easy.
All right, thank you guys for the voicemails. Hit us up, 877-77-BOBBY. If you don't get through on the show, hopefully you get through the voicemail line. It's the same number. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a hacker group that is forcing victims to do charitable deeds, and then they'll get their data back.
It's like the Robin Hood of hackers.
It's called Goodwill, and it has been identified by cybersecurity analysts. And there's a list of charitable tasks that you have to complete, maybe
That's
even
funny.
Take a selfie to show that you did it, and then voila, you get your stuff back.
It's funny. It's not funny.
It's not. It's wrong.
And here's why I say Robin Hood, because Robin Hood, for some reason, is a hero. But he stole. And yes, he stole from the rich to give to the poor. I understand that, but he still stole.
Right. That wouldn't really fly.
But I think because I grew up so poor, I was like, that's my guy. He's going to come and take care of me. But you can't steal.
Right.
It's like these guys, we laugh. We're like, ha-ha, they're making people do nice. You can't.
But hopefully they're only doing this ransomware to really rich people.
But even then, that's not right.
It's not.
It's not right. It isn't.
I know.
It isn't. Because what if somebody worked really hard to be rich? They shouldn't be penalized for that.
And they probably do a lot of giving themselves. They shouldn't be forced to
I mean, I like it. I'm not going to lie to you. I like it. It's tough. I'm on the fence here. So we should move on before I go back to liking it more.
All okay. Right. Well, I have a list of gifts that you should never give to someone.
Okay.
All right. Pets.
You mean, okay, these aren't dirty gifts. Got it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, I can think of a lot of gifts you shouldn't give someone. Okay, pets, because they have to take care of it. They may not know it's coming. Then the pet may not probably get good treatment.
Right. It's a major responsibility. Yeah. Like, even if you're thinking like, oh, I want to get my child one or something, make sure they're ready for it. Or a boyfriend like or a girlfriend.
Yeah, I would think more like a Valentine's Day or birthday. Mm-hmm. A kid, you know you're probably going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned dirty. Something on the list is anything sexy. Mm-hmm. Unless it's your spouse.
You know, you guys feel free to get me anything sexy. I'll open that up. Come on.
All right.
Yeah, anything you say. Hey, do get me something sexy. I have nothing. All right, go ahead.
Clothing when you don't know the person's exact size, because if you buy too small, it's awkward. And if you buy the opposite way, it could be insulting.
Well, yes, for the most part. They do make oversized clothing now purposeful. So you can always go one size bigger and it's oversized and be like, hey, it's oversized. It's going to be too big for you.
That's but in style.
If it's like a teen they like, I think that's okay. But yes, you don't want to go buying jeans for somebody unless they're sexy and you guys give me that size 32. 31. Okay, 31. I like to still wear a 32, but Caitlin's like, you know you're a 31. Stop wearing 32s. So everything's growing on me except my waist. All right, what else?
Anything that deals with losing weight or working out.
Okay.
Like, just only give fitness gifts to like legit fitness fanatics, or maybe if it's their job.
Okay.
And then a re-gifted gift card. It doesn't say gift card is a bad thing to give.
I don't even think re-gifted's bad. If it's not your close, re-gifted gift card's fine. It's still a gift card. It's still getting the gifts. Like if you're someone like, for example, Eddie, and you're getting me a birthday gift. You
probably don't want a random example?
Just something out of the blue. Let me pull something out of the sky. Yeah. You probably don't want to get them a gift card because that's your best bud. You probably want to get something more heartfelt. But other than that, all good.
I think the funnier part about Eddie's gift card, like he got you a gift card to like your favorite golf store so you could go pick out like a new club or some balls or whatever.
Or like the Razorback gift shop.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Like a gift
good card
to that. Yes. Okay, a store you might like. But he got you a gift card to Uber Eats.
That way he eats every day. He needs food.
We're trying to do less of that.
It was just funny. Okay, so it is wedding season. So a recent survey was done to find the most popular recent country songs used at weddings.
Oh, recent. Because I was going to go like Lone Star, Amazed. Okay, recent. I don't know how recent you're talking about, but Dan and Shay have just generally the best catalog for wonderful wedding songs. But when you go recent, are they on the top list?
I will say Dan and Shay are at number one.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to what that is in a second. What's at number three?
Lee Bryce, I Don't Dance. I don't dance,
but here I am. So it's not super recent. It's like last 10 years.
Yeah, it's not, like you were saying, Lone Star Amazed.
Okay, but it's not also the last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Since we've been in Nashville. Got it. All right, number two.
Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy Man. If I never get to
see the northern. It's good. I like the Lee Bryce one better than the TR one here because this one has been done so much, it's almost cliche. So, Lee Bryce, pretty good. And then Dan and Shay, which one would it be? It would be probably, let's see, you, me. hey, can you turn that song down? It's hard to get a song in my head when a song is playing in my mind. So it'll probably be like, I want to marry you, and I ain't even met you yet. That's not a real song, but it should be. Dan and Shay, you can have that.
It's like, what? Never heard that one.
What's no?
Speechless.
Okay. My song could probably go stalker real quick, though, because it's like, I want to marry you. I never even met you yet. I'm on your Instagram, and I'm going to send you this. It's not a threat. It's just a love, love, love. You know, I could go. I was off the dome.
Wow.
That's what happens there.
It gets creepy real
quick. Yeah, it's not a threat, but I want to sniff your hair because it's beautiful. Yeah, there you go. Take that, Dan and Shay. Put that in the little thing you do. All right?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a dog and a pig and they're best friends and their names, Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, like Lion King.
Yeah, and get this, they're not going to have worries for the rest of their days.
Okay, Kuna Matata.
Because an Arizona animal shelter made sure that they were placed in a home together forever.
Did they name them after they were already friends?
I think once they got to the shelter, they formed a friendship. They realized, wow, this dog and this pig, they're really getting along. They named them. And then when it came time for an adoption, they made sure that it went to a home that would take both of them. So that way they weren't separated.
I take both of them.
Yeah,
If I was going looking for a single dog, and it's like, I can't take more than one dog, I'd still take the pig. Because that would be awesome.
Yes.
Yes. So shout out to Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah. And then shout out to Better Piggies Rescue. Because that's who decided to adopt the pig. And they were like, okay, yeah, we'll take the dog.
Oh, they did the opposite.
Yeah.
That I would have done. So in the real Timon and Pumbaa, one is a warthog.
Yeah, that's Pumbaa.
And then what's Timon in real life?
He's I believe, a meerkat.
A meerkat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're awesome.
I've never seen Lion King. So
what?
I don't.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.